touching on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Gotta
cut you down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, second hour, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a blockbuster unleashed, a bunker buster, at the hearing yesterday. A January 6th commission hearing that was broadcast live. And it involves Ron Johnson, our senator. And in my judgment, it's going to have an impact on the Senate race, a big impact. Come to find out that Ron Johnson's staff, a guy on his staff who is now his chief of staff, on January 6th, the morning of the insurrection, texted a staffer for Pence, Mike Pence, the vice president, saying that Senator Ron Johnson, wanted to hand deliver a document to Pence before the hearing. The staffer for Pence says, well, what is it? And the guy who is now Ron Johnson's chief of staff said it is a list of fake elector votes from Wisconsin and Michigan. These fake electors then would go to Pence, and then Pence could say, wait a minute, I have two sets of electors from Wisconsin, two from Michigan, and I am not going to certify the election. Pence's aide said, don't send them. Why did he say don't send them? Not because Pence had been overcome by a fit of morality, but because Pence had chickened out. He had called Dan Quayle, former vice president under George H.W. Bush, said, here's what I'm thinking of doing. Trump wants me to do it. And even Dan Quayle said, are you kidding me? Don't touch that. Don't even touch that. And Pence then just chickened out. So he didn't want anything to do with it. Johnson, after that testimony, immediately was descended on by reporters, as he should be. And first of all, he goes along and he puts his cell phone up to his ear. And he goes, I'm on the phone. And one of the reporters said, I can see the screen. You're not on the phone. He wasn't telling the truth. Now, you'll see an awful lot of senators, when they want to dodge a reporter, they'll put a cell phone to their ear and pretend to talk into it. They're not even putting in a pizza order. They're not even talking to their wife. They just put a dead cell phone to their ear. But this time, Johnson held it far enough away that people could see the screen and see he wasn't talking to anybody. That's sad. I mean, how bad is that? I mean, you just say, hey, I have no comment at this time. Sorry, I'm on the way to something. I'll get back to you. No. Well, then there's another interview where he's walking along, and I don't know why he does this. I mean, because if you are going to say things that aren't so, and I'll tell you this with experience for a long time as a lawyer, and the reason why people who are accused of crime, if they're smart, don't talk is because I don't care who you are, how smart you are, how glib you are, how sly you are, how high an opinion you have of yourself. If you start talking and saying stuff that isn't true, it comes out. The average person can see through it. They can see your body language. They can see everything else. So what Johnson did was, he said, well, I didn't know. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. You heard that a staffer, he wasn't even the chief of staff then, had fake electors from Michigan and Wisconsin, was going to pass them to the vice president of the United States the morning of the insurrection, and you weren't, he just did that freelance? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Who brought him to the office? I don't know. I don't know. No story here. No story here. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. No story here. Oh, really? And why did you want to send them on? I don't know. What was in the envelope? I don't know. You were going to send an envelope to the Vice President of the United States the day of the certification, and you didn't know who gave it to you, what was in it, or the purpose? You were just going to do it? I don't know. Staffer, I don't know. Pretty good staffer. He's now your chief of staff. I don't know. This is unbelievable. Here is what occurred, and then we are going to go to the lines. Here is what occurred. They realized, Trump realized, Ron Johnson's in bed with Trump, When Trump said he didn't trust the FBI and the CIA, Ron Johnson parroted that. He said, I don't trust the FBI and the CIA. But Trump was the president. Ron Johnson was the chairman of the House of the Senate Subcommittee on Homeland Security, and the CIA and the FBI reported to him. He just parrots. He's a little mini-me for Trump. They say to him, listen, you got to get these counterfeit electors to Pence. He's wobbly. Once he sees them, he can just raise them in the air. They're fake. These are counterfeit electors. Raise them in the air. Say, I have two sets from these two states, just like happened in 1876 when Rutherford Hayes beat Sam Tilden. Rutherford Hayes. It's going to happen again. But Pence had chickened out by then. You can't have that in the Senate. Whoever the nominee is on August 9, Ron Johnson can't continue to say, I'm on the phone. I can see the screen. You're not on the phone. He can't continue to say, man in a raincoat and a mustache showed up in my office with a mysterious package. Didn't know what was in it. My staff didn't ask me. They didn't ask me. On their own, they freelanced. They were going to send it to the vice president the day of the insurrection. They didn't know what's in it. I don't know what's in it. Never heard of it. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. It's not going to fly in Wisconsin. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gina Beauclair?
Good morning, Matt. Boy, yesterday was an eye-opening experience as we've been following everything that's going on. It was just unbelievable, you know, what's going on there. I'm so glad they're doing this. They're doing an outstanding job putting this for the public. But, I Johnson is a clever, sneaky skunk, and he just slips around, and when he gets caught, he plays really stupid. He's one of the most dangerous people out there. And what in the world is he doing with Michigan's fake votes? Why does a representative from the state of Wisconsin have in his hands or in his office the fake electors? It's bad enough he has Wisconsin, then he's a part of that thing, and they need to start, as soon as this is over, he needs to be arrested and held accountable for what the devil he did here. But what's he doing with Michigan votes? Both of them. What? That's pretty sick, and that's pretty dangerous, and gol darn it, that guy needs to be held accountable. What a fraud. What a little, I didn't know the heck he don't. He's been involved all the way along. Boy, that guy's bad news. Well, anyway, I didn't mean to go on and on. Thanks, Matt, for your show. It's great.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. And that's a very interesting point, you know. He had the Wisconsin and the Michigan ones. Why did he have the Michigan ones? Why didn't a Michigan senator? Well, because the Michigan senators are both Democrats. When they set out to, remember those people that were going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer? Some of them were from Wisconsin, and they were going to take her. They hatched the plot in, Columbia County, just north of Madison, and they were going to take her and restrain her and tie her up to a cabin way up north in Wisconsin, not Michigan. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know. This business of the fake electors is not tied to the kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer. I want to make that clear. But that said, I know we have we're a close by state. We have a land border with the UP and all that. But they got to get to the bottom of how we got the Michigan stuff. They really do. And secondly, you cannot say, hey, the day of the insurrection, a stranger showed up in a raincoat or without a raincoat and handed a package to my office. Said, would you handle this to the vice president? Nobody asked him who he was. Nobody asked him what was in the package. They knew what was in the package because remember what I said in the testimony, the vice president's staff said, what's in the package? And the staffer who is now Johnson's chief of staff said it is electoral votes for Trump from Michigan and Wisconsin. They knew what was in the package. Ron Johnson said they didn't know what was in the package, but they told Pence's staff what was in the package. You can't have this in the Senate. I don't care. You know, there are issues and this, that, and the other thing, but can you imagine Bill Proxmire doing this? Can you imagine Gaylord Nelson doing this? Or Herb Kohl? I mean, this is not what we do in Wisconsin. How about fighting Bob La Follette? How about him? How about Les Aspin? How about Pat Lucey? How about even Republicans like Lee Dreyfus or Tommy Thompson? This is not what we do in Wisconsin. This is not Wisconsin. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.